welcome once again, friends, to another broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. This is Pastor Paul Tabano of Harvest Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm so glad you have decided to share this time with us. I pray today's program will be life-changing as you listen to the uncompromised Word of God. Now let's join a service already in progress.
I'm preaching about, how many of you know the apostate church from 2 Thessalonians? So let's go over there real quick, can we? Because the Lord, and I'm telling you, if the Lord says to do something, just do it and don't ask why. Well, see, all week long, the Lord's been telling me to use a portion of Scripture, And guess my answer is, no, I'm not. So I woke up this morning, guess what the Holy Spirit said? Time is running short. Do what I told you to do. I said, I better do that, or otherwise he may just shut my mouth. It reminded me of when I was in Bible college and we used to go out on weekends on missionary trips and go to different churches and preach the gospel. One of my classmates, the Holy Spirit told him to change his message and preach about something entirely different. And he says, I'm not prepared for that. I'm just not prepared for that. I'm going to preach what I got prepared. I looked at him and said, you know what, man? You got to do what the Holy Spirit says. No, I can't do it. He literally got into the pulpit like I am, opened his mouth, and nothing came out. And I'm sitting like in the first row, Jim, looking like, oh, boy, this is going to get real good, all right? Because you had to go back and explain your weekend away to your advisor. How did it go? So nothing was happening. His mouth was open. I'm just praying in tongues, sitting in my chair. And all of a sudden, somebody got out of the audience, got up, and preached exactly what the Holy Spirit told him to preach. Praise God. Those Christian service assignments weren't fun. 2 Thessalonians says this, now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Say, by the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And here in 2 Thessalonians, it tells us what? That Jesus is coming back for a church, and he's coming back. And one of the beginnings of him coming back is the fact that the church itself will be a great falling away, say, of the truth. What does that mean? Well, if Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, there'll be a great falling away from Christ and or from the Word of God. Listen, if you don't mind, to one of the aspects of this, and listen to my heart. Right now, we have altar calls and people come up and there's people here to pray with you. And the Holy Spirit said this in the second verse, there'll be a great and a strong presence of God before he returns. Say, a strong presence of God. Here's what's going to happen. There's coming a time when the presence of God will be so strong that you and I won't need to come to an altar. We'll be bringing people to the altar. Amen. There'll be such a strong presence of God that he will meet our needs because of the word on the inside of us. And then we'll realize that Jesus said for us to go into all the world and preach the gospel. Because who's the church? Go like this, I'm the church. It's not a new edifice building. It's not a stained glass window. It's not how many people are in it, how much money it costs. It's you and I are the church. So what does the church do? It walks around on planet Earth and gets done what the commission of God is to do. What is that? To go into all the world, say go into all the world, and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. To preach what? Say the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now listen, if you don't mind, to the second verse, I'm going to read a translation of it real quick. Some things will be happening right before his coming that could shake you up quite a bit. I'm referring to events that will be so drastic that they could already leave your head spinning. Listen, naturally speaking, these events could nearly drive you over the brink emotionally, putting your nerves on edge, making you feel apprehensive and insecure about life. Have you ever felt that way? Your soulish realm may, but what's your spirit realm doing? Going like this with my hands up. Why? Because we know we're joined close. We're joined to the end of time as we know it. Somebody shout amen. Amen. Hallelujah. See, this book over here has every answer for life. They were talking the other day that the age group from 14 to 24 is mostly influenced by the internet and YouTube. That generation may not know a Bible or the fact that it's God's word to you and I, unless those of us, the Bible says, make sure the older women teach the younger. Make sure the mature men tell the young men. See, our generation right now has to be telling the younger generation that that's not really the answer, because those things are having a terrible effect on this next generation. And it's setting up the Antichrist spirit in the world to come and snatch, little by little, will snatch this generation away from God. Well, it's our responsibility to tell them. Am I right? And when a child's learning how to ride a little bicycle or he's going to learn how to walk across the street. He's holding mom or dad's hands. We always say, got to look what? Both ways and then even look again. Am I right? We're teaching them. What does a child do if you don't teach them? They just flat out run right out into the street, not knowing any better. Well, spiritually speaking, the church is there to help the next generation prepare. My God, the world around us is not going to prepare the next generation for what's coming. The church has to be the voice. And guess who the church is? I'm the church and you're the church. Hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Glory to God. How many of you have a mouth? What did Charles Capp say about the speech center, hon? Got a mic? Listen to this.
The speech center of our brain is the place where all the hormones are released into our body to regulate balance.
The speech center. What should we do? Hebrews 10:23. Say the same thing that God's saying. Say this. And what does it do? It releases what, hon? Hormones into your body. So if we're not saying what God says, and in not talking faith and we're talking fear, it's a wonder people have all kinds of problems and have to pop all kinds of pills to keep them down because fear has entered their life and it's destroying them. Hallelujah. You understand me now? So what we say out of our mouth, say what we say out of our mouth will make us or break us. I'm telling you, our spirit man needs to be saying what the word of God says, and don't let the soulish realm rule over the spirit man. The spirit man is stronger and bigger, but we've got to keep feeding that spirit man. Amen? Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let me finish this in this translation. I wish I could tell you these incidents were going to be just a one-shot deal, but when they finally get rolling, they're going to keep on coming one after the other. That's why you have to determine not to be shaken or moved by anything that you see or hear. How many of you can be shaken by what you see and hear? The answer is not found in our government. The answer is found in the government of God. It's found in the kingdom of God. Say the kingdom of God. When Jesus came, he said he came preaching the kingdom of God. And what's the kingdom of God? What does Romans say? We say it all the time. Say the kingdom of God is righteousness. I am made righteous through the blood of Jesus Christ. Say righteous. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I have right standing with God. Amen. Peace. What about peace? What's the world looking for? You can sign all the treaties you want in the world, but peace is only going to come when Jesus Christ comes back here. But while he's gone, you and I can experience, say, peace with God. How did that happen? When Jesus Christ gave his life on Calvary. I remember a preacher saying this. It came into my spirit in my office. There's a good mathematical formula that he likes. He said, three nails, say three nails, one cross, equals forgiveness. And it doesn't just mean of your past sins. It means if you and I mess up, how many of you have messed up lately? That's why you have to be determined not to be shaken or moved by anything you see or hear. You know what I'm moved on? I'm moved on by the fact that Jesus came and loved me so much, I can never wear out John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, I like that part in the Bible, say whosoever. Whosoever. Who's a whosoever? Yes. Mr. Whosoever and Mrs. Whosoever. Now, God could have put in there some names, but he didn't. Because the gospel of Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection, was for anyone who would be willing to accept the finished work of Calvary. Hallelujah. But yet today, people what? Still don't want that. They want to kind of go their own way and do their own thing. Well, the Bible says that when Jesus was in the 14th chapter of John's gospel, he said, I'm going to send you a comforter. And he's one of the things he's called is a guide. How many of you know a guide? A guide is someone you take with you when you don't know where you're going. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Spiritually speaking, when you don't know what to do and things are going wrong, ask the Holy Spirit, who's our guide, and he can give you direction as to what to do and what not to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Let me finish reading this. How many of you are getting something? Good. Hallelujah. That's why you have to determine not to be shaken. Say this with me. I won't be shaken. I won't be moved by anything I see or hear. Don't let things get to you. How many times have you and I let things get to us? I learned this years ago, and it works every time. Living, say this with me, living in this very precious moment. What does that mean? God gave me today, but this is 5 of 11 in the morning. it's not 2 o'clock in the afternoon. If I jump over to 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm in trouble between 11 and 2. But if I take every moment and every breath and live it unto the glory of God and ask for his destiny to be fulfilled in my life and not my own, I'm going to make this day a good transition in my life. But so many times what we hear and what we see that don't belong in the spirit realm but hit our soulish realm, they affect our spirit man. Because what we do is we back the spirit man over into a corner and we welcome everything into our life but the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God knows everything. Say that with me. He knows everything. We say this over and over again. The Holy Spirit is omniscient. What does that mean, omniscient? He knows everything. How many of you would like to know everything? Who does? The Holy Spirit does. So who should I ask what I should do for God's plan and my destiny? It's to go to the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, pick up your cross daily and follow me. Oh, what does he mean? I can't walk around town with a cross. He's saying this, pick up your will that God has for your life and follow after me. See, we don't want to do that because we know what Jesus did when he picked up his cross was he wound up on a cross. That doesn't fit today. You know, I don't mind going to church, God, and saying hello to a few people, shake their hands, be a greeter. But, you know, outside the church, I kind of like, you know, what I do in my personal life is my own business. No, it's the business of the Holy Ghost. Say the business of the Holy Ghost. Let me finish reading this and we're going to move on. If you let these things get to you, it won't be too long until you're nervous wreck. So decide beforehand. Say I'm making a decision right now that you're not going to give me and allow fright to worm its way into my mind and emotions until it runs my whole life. How many of you know that can happen? Have you ever had a situation where things have frightened you? Things are going on. You have to go to the emergency room. And somebody in your family you've got to rush to. Something's going on. And what happens on the inside of us? The worst case scenarios come into our mind. Am I right? What should we do with it? Put it back down by speaking what the Word of God says. Hallelujah. If you've been watching and listening around the globe on your television or on internet or radio, I want you to know that somebody named Jesus Christ loves you and cares about you. Jesus Christ gave his life for you. He died in your place. And you can be somebody who's not going to let anything around you influence you negatively, but Jesus Christ will capture you. Like we said earlier on, it's a whosoever. I don't know your name, but I know you're a whosoever according to John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Today you can receive Christ as Lord of your life in Jesus' name. Just say this simple prayer and Harvest Church will join you. Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross of Calvary for me. Thank you, Jesus, for taking my place and forgiving me of my sins. Right now, I declare with my mouth that you are Lord of my life. Everything's going to begin to change. Everything will start brand new because of my confession of faith. In Jesus' name. Let's welcome them, folks, to the family of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, if you've made that confession of faith with your mouth, I need you to do a couple things. Go tell somebody Jesus Christ just came into your life. He's forgiven you your sins. Then I want you to find a good Bible-believing church where they're preaching the Word of God. Catch the pastor's vision and help him fulfill that. And usually it's about winning souls. Amen.
I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. Harvest Church invites you to join us for special evening services with evangelist Ted Shuttlesworth. Ted Shuttlesworth has been ministering throughout the United States for over 40 years, winning countless souls for Christ and moving in God's miracle-working power. Don't miss your chance to be a part of these anointed services, Sunday, October 8th through Wednesday, October 11th at 7 p.m. For more information on this event or to download today's message, you can find us at soldoutforjesus.com. That's soldoutforjesus.com.